think we all know how cruel this game can be, and it's been today. I mean, I thought, and I said to the players at the end, I would be saying the same thing to them had we won 1-0 or finished 0-0, that we put so much into the game. I think you're right. I think we looked a very good shape against the ball. I think Holborn and Williams came in and did very well. They met the players for an hour yesterday, and we looked, I mean, I think we looked a decent side. We have played against a team at the top end of the league, unbeaten, came full of confidence. We knew they like nice little passes and such forth, and I think we dealt with that in the main. I think Jason Steele had one good save in the first half, but I don't recall too much other than that in terms of us being cut open. And we looked as though we had the platform to win the game. We'd one or two very good chances ourselves. And so, of course, I mean, it's really cruel. But what I do know is that moving forward, I mean, there's a lot to, in terms of positives that can come from that game. The disappointment, of course, is getting no points. I mean, where we sit just now after the five games, we certainly wanted a far better points return. But I know if you give performances of that level and we continue to add to the group as we will before Wednesday, then moving forward, we'll be in a good spot to go and win games and start to move up the championship where we want to be.
As soon as Gordon Greer's clearance came, and you thought Tom Kearney's the nearest to it on his left foot, it's the last person on the pitch you want it to fall to there,
yeah,
isn't it?
Listen, he's a wonderful player, isn't he? Everybody accepts that. They know the quality that lad has. And of course, when the initial corner was given away, we cleared the corner. We then clear the next phase of the attack again to the half. And to be honest, they get a little bit lucky on the big ball. It's kind of just banged the big ball down. They get lucky on the break. Kearney's played a little pass wide, and he's followed it, and the cross is it's not a particularly great cross. Gordon's managed to take something on it, and of course, it sits up from the edge of the box. It's not even it's a half chance, isn't it? But he's such a wonderful player. You know he has it in his locker. And, you know, I really feel for the players, for the fans today, because the fans were magnificent, got behind the players, the atmosphere they created. And it was certainly, I mean, I think I'd been disappointed with a point, I've got to say. So to have nothing is absolutely gut-wrenching. But I've been in this game a long time. I've had moments like that, and you've got to pick yourself up and go again. But there was a lot to be pleased about today. And I've got to say, if I look at the first two games of the season, it was a completely different feeling from what I've seen today. I mean, I felt we could have beat Burton last week when we've drawn. Felt we certainly deserve something today. So moving forward, I know we're taking the right steps, and obviously you want that to come as soon as. I get all that. I mean, I take all that on board, but I think we are moving in the right direction.
You've undoubtedly got a difficult job. Does your job become slightly easier after Wednesday night at 11 o'clock that you know right until January this is what we're working with, and I'm not going to have issues that might spring up on me like you've had this week?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I've got to say, from coming in, I mean, I knew it was going to be a huge job. I mean, we all know that, because obviously the way the team in the last number of years has, if truth be told, the team has got, it's probably got poorer each year in respect of, you know, where first couple of years you're challenged for the playoffs and then you're tailing off. And last year, had we not won the last two games, we'd have finished like 21st in the league. And then from that, obviously the finance budget's a little bit less, good players are obviously, you know, leaving and they're sold. So we knew it was a big job. And then it's not so much even that, it's then the stuff from the outside interest that deals with it, affects players on the field, which hasn't helped us. But listen, nobody's hiding behind that. What we're saying is now that we want to add before Wednesday, and when we do that, if we get the likes of the quality of the Holmans and the Williams moving forward, then I certainly feel that'll help the group and give us a platform to go and win games in the championship. So, you know, we're not standing here with five games to go and thinking, oh, you can't turn that around. We're five games in. We know the first two games of the season were particularly poor. I've held my hand up to that, there's no doubt about it. Cardiff, I thought, from the after the 2-1 goals, we certainly showed a bit of character. Burton, we should have won the game. And then today, we should have some. So we're moving the right way. We just need to get the points that go with the performances. But moving into Wednesday, then, of course, I want to add. I mean, we've brought in nearly £10 million now, and I think I've spent £250,000. So we, and I certainly suggest every day that we find some cash to go and invest in players. And by doing that, then that will help the group. I mean, Fulham come here today and they give a debut to the lad they paid £4 million for. They've signed Stefan Johansson last night from Celtic and the big Icelandic centre-half. So every club in the Championship are looking to find good players, and we should be no different. And that's what we'll try and do.
Money's the big thing. You'll not be able to escape the fans' opinion of it. In the last 3 years, £30 million has come in for good players at this football club. And I think the most that has been spent has been on Ben Marshall in that time, around £1 million. Doesn't take a rocket scientist to work that out, does it? That all that money's come in and hasn't been put back into the playing squad. And how Blackburn Rovers have gone further down is due to that, isn't it?
Well, I think good players always help you to win games. I mean, I think we all believe that, you know, we've been in the game long enough and success, and we know the game, we know how it should be played, and of course good players help you to achieve, you know, wonderful things. We have a group just now, and I think there are some good players in there. I think there's been, of course, many, many trying issues that can affect players. But I think they showed today that they're up for the fight. I thought they showed heart and courage in many aspects. And when we continue to add quality, which helps you win games, then I think that will see us, you know, having, I say, for me, an improved team. And obviously, the sooner we do that, the better. But in the build-up to Wednesday, you know, I do expect it to be busy because I want to add players to the squad.
You're playing Saturday, Tuesday. You have very little time at this moment. Have you had an opportunity to speak to the family in India, whether it's on the phone or however, to say, what have I got? What are you going to give us here? Because we need some help.
Yeah, I mean, I've said consistently, and you know, because you and I chat all the time, and I'm never evasive. I'm always very open. And I've said that we need to have some sort of funding to go and get one or two players that I think can make a difference to the team, that can help the team. And I think we've worked very hard and brought some terrific young loan players in who will get better as we go and they'll grow. We've bought Derek Williams for £250,000 from Bristol City. That's the cash investment we made. And we've had Bosmans because we obviously had to add to the squad. And as I say, we've worked hard in that loan market with talented young players. But I think now's the time to add one or two in terms of, for me, purchases. And it may be that they're ready to play in the Championship with a Ben Marshall, like with the scope to grow and get better. But they've got to be ready-made as well to play just now, help the team and grow. And by growing, they become real assets for the football club.
Well, we watch you with interest, and thanks for coming up to join us. I know you'll be so busy between now and Wednesday.